So I'm with you. I'm very surprised that this has never risen up in the consciousness of people like advocates and things like that to raise this awareness. And Herceptin is a big deal. To omit Herceptin based on a falsely negative HER2 assay does substantial harm.
I wrote a piece for this audio program for surgeons, I think about a year or so ago, basically saying that the most important thing a surgeon can do who operates on a breast cancer patient, even more important than the quality of their surgery or anything, is to make sure that that tumor is tested for ER and HER2 by a reliable lab. Agree, disagree, or in between?
I would agree with that.
I mean, if you think about it, Here you have two targeted therapies that are relatively non-toxic. Each one reduces the relapse rate by 50%.
Right.
That, you know, you're saying 10, 20, who knows what percent of women are not receiving.
Right. I would agree with you. And clinicians can push pathologists to do that. And we do that. Ultimately, it's up to them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the oncologist is also a safeguard. Theoretically, when the patient gets to them, they can question it. So There are a bunch of people along the way, tumor boards. I know you're the head of your tumor board. Mm-hmm. You know, they can, you know, get into this issue. But it is surprising that that's not more on people's radar. Do you see this situation getting solved?
I think ultimately it lies with the pathology community, but medical oncologists and surgeons can put a lot of pressure on that. It's unfortunate to say that in my editorial, and I made this point, if 1,000 people die needlessly because a test is an error, that's a medical error. And medical errors have been raised in the consciousness of the community because of reports in the newspaper. If I was a pathologist, I'd be a little bit afraid, medical legally, if I wasn't really confident in my assays. Because if your assays prove to be wrong and someone relapses and dies, you're in a very difficult situation.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.